T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jody McDonald, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Bewitching our midnight here on The Fan. Jody Mac thanking you for staying up and staying tuned. I still got 2 more hours to play. We're switching up the guard on the other side of the glass. Good job by Antonio. The Hoffa's going to get out of Dodge, get home to the wife and the kids. Fleegman now pushing the buttons and taking over charge for the next several hours. I asked him how he's been. I haven't seen him in a while. He goes, Jody, I'm a Met fan. How do you think I am? Okay, enough said. We'll hang with you for 2 more before I turn it over to Pete McCarthy. Oh, I think he's got some choice things to say about the Mets. You'll have to stay tuned for that. And I will get back on the phones at 877-337-6666. But a couple of minutes to put the Mets aside, because we have another team that's making moves here in town. That would be the team that plays at Madison Square Garden and break up the Knicks. They've won 3 in a row. I'm going to talk about that and all the trades that came down today at the trade deadline with Brian Mahoney from the Associated Press. Brad, Jody Mac here. How you been?
Hey, Jody. How are you?
I'm all right. Like Fleek said, Met fans can't be happy today. Should Knick fans be happy today?
Well, I mean, maybe happier than usual. They got a another first round pick today. They won a ball game. I mean, all in all, it's they've had a lot worse days in the last few years.
That's a very good spin out of you. I got to give you props for that one. Let's talk about the Knicks deal, and then we'll touch on some of the other NBA deals that went down. And I do want to get back and talk about the new president of the Knicks with you. I like the Marcus Morris signing during the offseason. I think he's a skilled player, and he was a guy who was going to help them win some games this year. Not enough games, but at least some. And he's held up his end of the bargain until today when he became an ex-Knick. And to be able to flip him and get a useful player like Mo Harkless and a first-round draft pick, people talk about this all the time. Well, we can sign him, and then we can turn around and flip him. It's easier said than done, but the Knicks made it happen here, so I got to give the Knicks general manager, Scott Perry, a little bit of a thumbs up here.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure in a lot of ways you hate to move a guy like Morris, who has played so well this year, who was kind of the respected guy in the locker room in a lot of ways. You know, in a perfect world, I think he's a Knick for quite a while based on the way he performed this year. But obviously, that's not going to be the case. You got to get something. And again, another first-round pick to add to now quite a few they already have. Harkless is a good athletic player. So, you know, you had to get something, and they did. And, again, probably not as good as they traded away, but there's no reason to hold on to Marcus Morris at this point.
Understood and agreed. They were going nowhere. You're going to have to resign him, and then you don't know if you're capable of doing that. So I thought that Perry did a real nice job. Here's the one thing I don't necessarily get. And again, it's me commenting on other commentators, so please take it for the somewhat cynical stance that it is. A bunch of guys I heard today were talking about Marcus Morris being the difference between the Clippers winning the NBA championship and not winning the NBA championship. He's a good player. He's a skilled player. He brings a level of toughness and the ability to score. Is he the difference maker to win an NBA championship with LA?
I mean, again, he's had a nice year. I think he's maybe, look, if the Lakers got him, maybe that's the piece the Lakers need. I think the Clippers might have already had enough. I think the whole key to this was it keeps the Lakers from getting a guy that the Clippers probably, don't need, but then all the Lakers to get him. So I think that's it. The Lakers got him, and the Lakers were set. I think one of the pieces the Lakers are missing is another good wing player to take a little pressure off LeBron. And the Clippers have now 3 of those. We're talking about having Kawhi, Paul George, and now Marcus Morris. So I can see why people said that was such an important piece. But again, an over the top gets you a title guy. I'm not quite sure he's that good.
Nor do I. Was there any trade that came down over the last week? I won't hold it just till today or those made right up against the trade deadline, where you said that really is a potential changing the balance of power in the NBA type deal.
We probably didn't see that this year. We saw a couple moves that I think, you know, helped some franchise. I think Minnesota had to do something. You can, you know, read the quotes and how, you know, disgusted Carl Anthony Towns seems. So I didn't think it would be tough to get D'Angelo Russell there. So again, it's not going to suddenly turn a bad team into a good team, but it's going to turn maybe a team that's in real bad shape. If you don't start, you know, making a guy happy, all of a sudden, who knows if they start requesting trades and this and that. So I think that was a real important trade. But as far as, you know, Terrell getting Marc Gasol like last year, I don't think we necessarily saw that so far.
One that did intrigue me was Andre Iguodala going to Miami. Now, I'm an Iguodala fan. I'm not sure he's in Hall of Famer, and people were, after a couple of his performances for the Warriors, quoting or putting him on a Hall of Fame status level, and I'm surely not there. But I think he's got a chance to upgrade Miami. He did a pretty good job for himself getting a 2-year extension with another $15 million per thrown on top. I'm not sure that it's a good long-term deal for Miami. Is it a good short-term deal?
For short term, you know, as long as he's still in good shape, which is, you know, at whatever he is, 36 years old, and not playing for half a year, to come back into the best league in the world and then have to defend the guys he's going to have to defend at that position, it's going to be difficult. But if he's still in shape and he can do it, then that's a pretty good team already. That's a, you know, a championship level player, a former NBA Finals MVP. And as you say, good for him to, you know, get his contract loaded up like he did, you know, to capitalize on basically sitting out. I don't think everybody loved the way it happened, but the bottom line is he sure benefited nicely.
Right. Did he set a standard now for NBA players going forward, depending on the arc of their career and what they've done and achieved? Guys who are going to say, yeah, no, you felt Golden State had to trade me. I get that they had to trade me, but I didn't sign on for Memphis, and I just don't want to go to Memphis. I'm going to sit here and wait and not show up. And then, they'll trade me at the trade deadline. Did he open up a Pandora's box in the NBA, getting what he got out of town and a contract extension out of the deal?
I mean, Jody, I hope it doesn't get to this point. This one was a little too much, but we've seen over the last few years the players have the power. You know, what happened in New Orleans, Anthony Davis, it got to the point where it just there's no other solution except for you have to trade the guy. One way or the other, the players are saying, okay, if you don't trade me this year, fine, but I'm gone next year. And it's basically like demanding a trade. And, the next step is what Iguodala did. I just said, okay, we're not gonna play here. And, it's not the best thing, but the players are showing they know how to take control of their careers.
It is an unquestioned players' league, which should give Knicks fans hope because they're bringing in a players' guy. Leon Rose, one of the most famous agents in the NBA and has been for years as part of CAA, is going to try and do what some others have done before him, including Rob Pelinka right now with the Lakers out in L.A. and Brody Van Wagenen here in New York with the Mets. Why will this agent-turned-president-slash-general-manager work in New York City?
Well, I don't want to predict success for the Knicks. I haven't seen much of it lately, but it can work if you're talking about a different way of doing things. A guy who has dealt with a lot of different teams and has seen how they do it, and has relationships with players, with coaches, with other organizations. It's really all about kind of building relationships and finding ways to make people want to deal with you and send guys to you by a trade, by a free agency, that kind of thing. And obviously Leon has relationships all over the league, so it can only help, I think. And we thought it would work to some extent with Steve Mills, Scott Perry. These guys have a lot of good relationships, but when it came time for last July, it didn't do any good for them. So hopefully for the Knicks' sake, it will work much better with Leon Rose.
Here's one of the things that I need to know the answer to, and it won't be determined tomorrow or next week or next year. It'll be coming over the next year and change. The Knicks need to upgrade their scouting staff, because you need to make evaluation of players, not only in the draft, but the ability to make deals and get lucky and pick guys off the scrap heap and the like. And that's one thing an agent doesn't have experience in. Doing deals, yes. Knowing players and their attitudes, yes. Actually being able to project into the future what they're going to be able to do. Well, Leon Rose has no experience at that, which means he needs to surround himself with people who do. How does someone who's not in the inner circle of the game, an agent is somewhat on the outside looking in, how does someone identify the right people to be placed around him to make the right decisions on personnel for the team?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think that's where it comes in, you know, dealing with some of the other teams. You know, if you say, okay, I know that, for example, Miami or Boston, whoever you like, has a great infrastructure and their players develop and they scout well and they find guys overseas and this and that, then you say, okay, how'd you guys do it? Who do you recommend? Who should I be looking for from our organization? And hopefully they'll help them and say, okay, this is, you know, I take a look at this guy because maybe he doesn't work for us. We already have a guy, but he's someone who knows how to do it. And we've seen it success in the Nets. It's worked with Sean Marks, a guy who came from the Spurs organization, has a lot of contacts, and, you know, brought in a pretty diverse staff. And that's what the Knicks need to get. They've had a lot of guys here, even as they've changed, management, some of the same people have still been in place. And I think you have to look to the entire organization and, you know, scouting and all those other departments.
All right, the Knicks have actually won 3 games in a row, 2 on the road, Indiana and Cleveland, and came home tonight and beat Orlando. They've got a couple of road games before Washington and Indiana at home. They could actually get on a little bit of a run here. Detroit's down there out of the playoffs, much like themselves. Atlanta's one of the cellar dwellers in the NBA. Washington is not going to the postseason. So they got a chance to make some hay here. I'll be optimistic here, they win their next 3 games. Beat Detroit, beat Atlanta, and beat Washington. I'm not saying get to your favorite app and put some future wagers down on this. I'm just being an optimistic hypothetical setter here. But say they do that. Can James Dolan avoid the same chance that he's been hearing of late at Madison Square Garden of sell the team?
I mean, that would buy him some time, I guess.
I phrased the question the way that I did.
I don't know if they'll ever fully go away. I mean, Knicks fans are, to their credit, they've stuck with the team, but I don't blame them for being mad, and they are mad. They're, it's frustrating to be as bad as they have year after year after year. You get your hopes up, and you say, okay, this summer we're going to, cash in the lottery, we're going to tank, and then you don't do well there, then you say, okay, we're going to go for free agency, and then you don't get anybody. So it's kind of one thing after another, and I get the frustration. And, winning games now I don't think is going to help much long-term, but I think it's nice to just see some victories. It'll help a little bit. And I think, to their credit, they are playing hard now. They pretty much, since they changed coaches, have been in most of the games. They were getting blown out early. Now, they're for the most part, they're competing, and I think that's really all you can ask for. We know it's not a great team now. We know they're going to have a losing record, all other stuff, but there's nothing wrong with trying, and I think they're doing that, and they're doing it decently for the most part lately.
All right, last question, and I know you love these guys like yourself, love to make predictions, but this one's quasi-tongue-in-cheek here. Project or predict for me what Worldwide Wes's title is going to be with the Knicks?
Gosh, that's a good one. I mean, there's
got to give him a title, right? They're going to make up some business cards for him to pass out. They got to put him on their website somehow in some form. Or is he just going to be labeled Deep Throat? I don't know if that's possible, but will they give Worldwide Wes a title, and what will it be?
I guess it has a title. What it would be is senior executive director to the vice president, something where you don't exactly know who he reports to and what his real role is, but he's high up, I guess. Something of that nature.
I would tend to agree. Great stuff. Appreciate you coming on board. Thanks much. Brian, I'll see you down the road, bud.
Thanks, Jody. Take care.
My pleasure. Brian Mahoney, Associated Press, one of the best NBA writers in town. And yes, I hadn't mentioned Worldwide Wes. He's been part of the CAA family. With CAA, he didn't really have a true title. If you ask people, oh, it's Wes. What does Wes do? You know, I'm not really sure. He shakes a lot of hands. He talks to a lot of people. He knows absolutely everybody. What is his title? I don't know. So I would expect him to have a similar title with the Knicks, but also to have similar influence if his relationship with Leon Rose continues as it has been over the last several years.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.